Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a benefit associated with owning a dog. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the benefit that each person mentions. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
When I was 14, I asked my parents if I could have a dog. After thinking about it for a while, my parents took me to the RSPCA to adopt one, on condition that I looked after it. For the first few weeks, I took good care of him. I fed him, took him for walks, and brushed him regularly. Then I sort of lost interest. One Saturday morning, I forgot to feed him. And when I returned home for lunch, there was no food on the table. I immediately realised why there was no lunch. My parents were telling me if I didn't look after Freddy, nobody would, and I would be to blame if he suffered. It was a valuable lesson that I've kept in mind since that day.
Speaker 2.
About a year ago, my youngest daughter left home. The house felt terribly empty, especially at night. Of course, I'd thought about this situation before she left. Getting a dog was something I'd considered, but not seriously. Then, when I told a friend about my problem, she mentioned that her sister, who'd been in the same situation as me, got a dog and hadn't regretted it for one moment. So I applied for a rescue dog. After the home check had been completed, I brought home Sandy, a golden Labrador. Ever since that day, I can honestly say I've never felt lonely.
Speaker 3.
Moving house is never easy, especially when the move takes you from one end of the country to the other. When my job brought me and my dog Blackie to this area, we were alone in an unfamiliar environment. My new garden was not big enough to exercise her, so I had to find a place where she could get the kind of exercise she needed. Luckily, I found out about a park nearby where owners are allowed to exercise their dogs off the lead so that they can have a good run. Since our first visit there, we have been made welcome by everyone, which has been great for both of us. Not only has Blackie found new playmates, but it's helped my social life too.
Speaker 4.
As I'd never had a small dog before, I wasn't sure I would enjoy a pug as a pet. To tell the truth, I'd actually regarded small breeds as a joke. But before long, I realised size didn't matter. Benji was the same as other dogs I've had. There to greet me after a tiring day at work. I don't know what it is about a dog's wagging tail, but it always draws a positive response from me, and not only me. It's long been known that dogs can be of great benefit to people recovering from illness. Stroking a dog reduces stress and speeds up recovery, and you don't have to be ill to feel the benefits, as I'm sure all dog owners will confirm.
Speaker 5.
Until I got my dog, Minnie, I thought of a dog as being an obstacle to your social life. I suppose it's true that they take away your freedom to some extent, but now that I've had her for 5 years, I can see that there are far more benefits than disadvantages. Before I got her, I was happy to spend all my free time in front of a computer screen or the TV. That's quickly changed, though. Because ever since I got her, I've taken her out 3 times a day without fail. I must admit, I had serious doubts about going out for long walks in all kinds of weather at first. but I have come to realize how much physical benefit they are to me as well.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
When I was 14, I asked my parents if I could have a dog. After thinking about it for a while, my parents took me to the RSPCA to adopt one, on condition that I looked after it. For the first few weeks, I took good care of him. I fed him, took him for walks, and brushed him regularly. Then I sort of lost interest. One Saturday morning, I forgot to feed him, and when I returned home for lunch, there was no food on the table. I immediately realized why there was no lunch. My parents were telling me if I didn't look after Freddy, nobody would, and I would be to blame if he suffered. It was a valuable lesson that I've kept in mind since that day.
Speaker 2.
About a year ago, my youngest daughter left home. The house felt terribly empty, especially at night. Of course, I'd thought about this situation before she left. Getting a dog was something I'd considered, but not seriously. Then, when I told a friend about my problem, she mentioned that her sister, who'd been in the same situation as me, got a dog and hadn't regretted it for one moment. So I applied for a rescue dog. After the home check had been completed, I brought home Sandy, a golden Labrador. Ever since that day, I can honestly say I've never felt lonely.
Speaker 3.
Moving house is never easy, especially when the move takes you from one end of the country to the other. When my job brought me and my dog Blackie to this area, we were alone in an unfamiliar environment. My new garden was not big enough to exercise her, so I had to find a place where she could get the kind of exercise she needed. Luckily, I found out about a park nearby where owners are allowed to exercise their dogs off the lead so that they can have a good run. Since our first visit there, we have been made welcome by everyone, which has been great for both of us. Not only has Blackie found new playmates, but it's helped my social life too.
Speaker 4.
As I'd never had a small dog before, I wasn't sure I would enjoy a pug as a pet. To tell the truth, I'd actually regarded small breeds as a joke. But before long, I realized size didn't matter. Benji was the same as other dogs I've had, there to greet me after a tiring day at work. I don't know what it is about a dog's wagging tail, but it always draws a positive response from me, and not only me. It's long been known that dogs can be of great benefit to people recovering from illness. Stroking a dog reduces stress and speeds up recovery. And you don't have to be ill to feel the benefits, as I'm sure all dog owners will confirm.
Speaker 5.
Until I got my dog, Minnie, I thought of a dog as being an obstacle to your social life. I suppose it's true that they take away your freedom to some extent, but now that I've had her for 5 years, I can see that there are far more benefits than disadvantages. Before I got her, I was happy to spend all my free time in front of a computer screen or the TV. That's quickly changed, though, because ever since I got her, I've taken her out 3 times a day without fail. I must admit, I had serious doubts about going out for long walks in all kinds of weather at first. But I have come to realize how much physical benefit they are to me as well.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.